Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Hello, my friend. How are you? I'd like to express my heartfelt condolences to the victims of the tsunami disaster. And I'm doing a series on different issues, different emotions that people experience when they go through a trauma like that. In today's presentation, I like to address the topic fear, how to overcome fear. There was probably no time in the history of mankind when we have experienced so much fear. Fear of war, massacre, diseases like cancer, AIDS, etc. We fear even the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the chemicals that we handle. We are afraid that they can cause diseases and ultimately kill us. According to some theories, fear may have a genetic component. For example, newborn babies show signs of fear even before they have a chance to learn it from the environment. In most instances, however, fear is a learned behavior. We learn it from the reactions of people who respond to fear. In some ways, fear is contagious too. Regardless how we appropriate this behavior, we need to understand two aspects of the nature of fear. One thing about fear is that the situation itself is not what causes fear, but it is the information that we attach to the situation. For example, a person who is afraid of darkness may not be reacting to darkness, but to the information of dangerous animals that roam around in darkness. In phobia, the individual is almost always responding to such a stimulus that has been attached to the original stimulus. I remember counseling an individual who had much fear of using public restrooms. This person stayed away from public restrooms for many years. The reason for this fear was that when he was very little, he was frightened by a noise he heard when he pulled a chain in the restroom he used. Once he understood the reason for his fear, he was able to gradually overcome it. Another explanation for fear is due to the cognitive distortion of the fear situation. In other words, we perceive the situation in distorted ways and thereby experience unwanted fear. Let me share with you a story which will explain this point. A young girl who was to be married was visited by her fiancé. While her parents were carrying on a conversation with her fiancé in the living room, she went into the kitchen to get refreshments. When she did not return for a while, her mother got so concerned and came running to the kitchen to find out what happened. She found her daughter deeply upset and crying. The mother asked her what happened. The daughter's reply was, "Mom, while I was making coffee, I was looking at that high beam of the chimney, and I was thinking that if I get married to this boy, and if we have a son from this relationship, and if that son comes and stands here, and by chance if that beam falls on him, he will surely die. This is the reason I am crying." The story explains how sometimes we can be carried away by distorted perceptions. The Bible talks much about fear. It is a word that was used 355 times in the Bible. There are instances of how many of the Bible characters handled fear. After eating the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve hid because they were fearful of God. Jacob ran to his uncle's house in fear of Esau. Moses left Egypt after killing a Hebrew. David wrote Psalms that spoke of ways he handled fear. In Psalms 27 from verse 1 we read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Verse 3, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Verse 5, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And in the final verse of the psalm, David talks about the reason for his confidence. Verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." What are some things that we are afraid of? Situations that can cause danger to our life and existence are the ones that we are most afraid of. David's testimony is that the Lord was the strength of his life and that he needed not to be afraid. Isn't that beautiful? When God becomes the strength of our lives, we don't have to be afraid of things that come against us. This is what enables many to be rejoicing even on deathbeds. Then there are other types of fear. Fear of failure, fear of punishment, fear of losing a job, fear of losing a close friend, fear of denial, fear of rejection, and the list continues. Are you afraid, my friend? Let me close with a couple of promises from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41 and verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it
Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. KB Abraham, PO Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. KB Abraham, PO Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you. And he says, my child.